Hello, welcome to The Snap UK for all your news, views and abuse on NFL on this side of the Atlantic. So, we're here, a shorter cast today, mainly because Griff's here.
Okay, we're diving in with the abuse.
Straight in with the
John,
abuse.
What do you know about being premature?
I don't know, because I barely get a chance anyway at the moment, so...
I see.
Yeah, no, of all the things to go with me at, anything sexual, really not the one, because I wouldn't know. Jim and Griff is here with me, Johnny Frash. Paul and Gary are being questioned by the police.
You Tree again.
Only if You Tree is the name of some sheep that they
rustling.
Rustling. Yeah, sheep rustling gang. None of us knew, so apologies. So we're going to go over the news, we're going to go over some draft stuff. This is a straight... Normally, it's quite a quiet period because it's sort of mellowing down to the draft. Luckily for us, one man got paid.
Wasn't me.
No, it wasn't. No one around this table. I mean, not that I know of.
Not that much money, anyway.
No. So, Jalen Hurts... Has been rewarded for his 1.5 decent years of play with a 5-year contract extension, averaging out to about $51 million a year.
It's not quite right.
No, but...
It's like, if you take into account the 1 year he's got left, it works out to about $43 million a year.
It's because he's still got...
Griff looks really
perfect. Let me get my violin. Hold on a second. Unbelievable.
I think, basically, a lot of people are going on the extension part because that makes him the league leader.
Why is it always about the extension?
It's agents, man.
Well...
Length is not that important.
No, it's what he does with the contract that matters.
It really is. Why are there some white guys with much shorter contracts? That's what I want to know. What's going on there? I don't know why you all frown at me when I say these things, but that there is just for Paul when he finally tunes in and listens to this podcast.
I really hope at that point he's drinking like a sip of tea or something. Yeah.
Just ruined his laptop.
Everywhere.
So headlines are, it's till 2028, $179 million in guarantees, $110 million is guaranteed on signing. So if you see Jalen Hurts around Philadelphia, make sure he gets the drinks in, because he's a very rich man now.
Deservedly so.
I think so.
I'm sorry, James?
I think so.
Good. Yeah, that's the answer I wanted right there.
I lent in at the start with to say, it's only a year and a half. I think he's brilliant.
Yeah.
And he's the first non-first round pick to be salary leader since who?
Tom Brady.
Was Tom Brady ever salary leader?
No.
No, I don't think so. Ooh, that's Russell tough one. Russell Wilson. Yeah. No.
Dak Prescott.
No.
Ooh.
It's Derek Carr.
Ooh.
Second
round. In 2017.
I was going with Kirk Cousins as my next guess. But
2017. Yeah, okay. He got $25 million a year, which wouldn't put him in the top 10.
And we said that was ludicrous at the time.
Yes.
Still ludicrous now.
I don't know.
But yeah. Of course, he was only salary leader for a few weeks because Matt Stafford then got his big deal.
Yeah.
And I'm going to suggest Jalen Hurts is only going to be leader for a few weeks because
there's three out
there's
there.
There's a few guys.
Who's getting paid?
Right. So it's either Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, or Lamar Jackson.
So do Burrow and Herbert both definitely get paid this offseason?
I think Burrow does.
I think both teams would be mad not to.
So I agree, which is why I don't think Herbert will.
That's a very good point.
I think Burrow will. I don't think Herbert will.
I don't.
Really?
I just don't. A, the Chargers don't ever have their books quite in order.
This is true.
And B, has he been as good as we think? What have they done with his talent?
What have they squandered with his talent?
I would go with that as well. I don't think that's down to him. I think he's shown that he can be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I think the coaching he's had has been
so. Then here's the next bit about this. Then which one of them goes first? Because if it's Herbert, then Burrow definitely signs because he'll just say, "I want more than Herbert."
Yeah.
But if it's not Herbert, why would Burrow sign? He'll just sit and wait and see what Herbert gets.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Lamar is a separate issue. That man is not getting paid. He'll get paid by the Ravens. They're going to be the only team that pays him.
The thing, and we were saying before we started, the thing that this contract means is that there's not going to be 100% guaranteed. He's just not getting that. It's not the NBA. Before. Yeah, we knew he wasn't going to get that before. This should be a big lesson to him that it's just not going to happen.
So this made me
team is as stupid as the Browns.
Well, this made me think, right, before the revelation of about 18 months ago, who's a better quarterback, Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson? All round.
Sorry, how long ago?
So before the revelations.
Oh, before the revelations. I would go to Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, yeah. So what in that meantime has changed? Deshaun Watson wasn't great when he came back last year for his 6 games or 5 games, whatever it was. But Lamar, by that time, was not playing.
Yeah.
So why would anyone think Lamar is definitely a better quarterback now than Deshaun Watson? I just don't see it.
Oh, I think Lamar is better than Deshaun Watson now. But he's not better than Deshaun Watson was 3 years ago.
But this season, Deshaun Watson, assuming he's now had time to practice and got past all the things, what he did or didn't do, like...
Taking all the off-field things out of the equation, just talking about players on the field, I would have Deshaun Watson 10 times over Lamar Jackson.
As would I.
I don't think it even...
I think he's a much better passer.
Yeah,
I think absolutely. He's a better passer. I think Lamar's more explosive on the ground. I think they both have had injury issues.
Lamar's had more. He's missed 34% of snaps in the last 2 years. That's more than Jimmy Garoppolo.
I know. And he's but like Deshaun Watson's also had like back issues. I think he's had
he has to get massages for that.
He had an ACL injury in his first season. Like these are. I remember when he first joined, like he
wait till he injures his groin.
Oh yeah, his first year he was
dynamic, like running quarterback. He isn't that anymore. He's had to change,
but he's not RG3.
No,
he's still better than that.
Yeah. There's a player there to be unlocked, but again, because he's brilliant. He was brilliant. It was 3 years ago.
Yep, I agree. But I just don't understand why you would pay Lamar what he's asking.
What's Lamar done? What's he done recently? Realistically, what's he done recently?
Nothing. How many playoff wins does he have?
He had that MVP season, and he was brilliant.
Yep.
Since then, I don't think he's been all that.
No, he's not.
He's had some good rushing stats.
So has Gus Edwards.
But as well, you look at let's compare the other players that we compared him to. Herbert has Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. He has Austin Eckler as a catching back. Joe Burrow has Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. You know, got to the Super Bowl. You know, Uzama turned into this incredible tight end. Lamar has Mark Andrews.
Marcus Brown.
Well, they got rid of him.
Yeah.
They traded him for a first round pick. They got something from it, but they still he was his mate, and they got rid of him.
I'd say the Ravens have always had a better offensive line than the Bengals.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like six of one, half dozen the other.
I have no problem saying he's a really good quarterback. I've always thought that from that draft he was right up there, but. There's some big mistakes been made around the league. One of them was the Browns guaranteeing Deshaun Watson. Another one was the Cardinals extending Kyler Murray with the massive deal that they gave him. Because that is not going to work. That guy is going to miss a lot of time. And when he plays, he's not very good.
Jalen Hurts' guaranteed money is also less than Kyler Murray's guaranteed money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And by a country mile, I would take Jalen Hurts over Kyler Murray. Like, not even on the same page.
Even I would.
And I don't get it. I think teams like the Cardinals got panicked into paying for their quarterbacks.
The Cardinals definitely did.
And I mean, the Ravens have refused to do that. Yeah, because they're sensibly run team. Yeah. They know, okay, even if he leaves, we'll get someone else. We'll plug him in. Like, they're not that panicked. There's
who
good quarterbacks around
the backup last year?
Huntley. Tyler Huntley, yeah.
Right. He wasn't as good as Lamar Jackson.
Pro bowler. He
was. 75th alternative. You were next on the list.
The point is, he wasn't as good as Lamar Jackson. He wasn't terrible.
Wasn't he officially the worst Pro Bowler quarterback ever?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he only phoned 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, so like they could plug someone else into that system.
He was fucking brilliant in the skill challenges, though, I was saying.
Fantastic.
But there was no competition.
Well, there's no competition, but you know, maybe if they had people that they could throw to, they might be
alright. I see what you're saying.
But yeah, it's hard to judge Lamar because the team isn't built for his skill other than as a runner, but I think he's turned down some big deals, and I wonder if I imagine eventually he'll just sign the tag. I think he will be there.
I think he will as well, and I think he'll probably play on the tag.
Same.
But how much he plays will then define what deal he gets, but I think the problem is the team that values him the most are the Ravens. Nobody else is going to value him the same.
Everyone else has had a chance to put an offer now.
And no one. And you would say he's an upgrade on a third minimum of the quarterbacks in the league, but only in the right system and only with the right coaches. And those things don't exist in anywhere other than the Ravens.
I'd say he's more of a known factor in terms of him versus draft prospects as well. At least you know you're getting someone who's got experience in the NFL, has won NFL games, has won playoff games. Has proven he can lead a team.
He's an MVP.
There's teams out there in the draft who've got draft capital, could use Lamar Jackson. No one's gone for him.
He's very much, for me, he reminds me of Cam. One stellar season, a lot of highs, a lot of lows, and a lot of injuries and knocks against his name. And then when it comes to trying to re-up what he's got or moving teams, everyone's a bit wary.
Yeah,
it's very Cam-like.
I don't think he's very... because Cam's injury was just debilitating. He could still run, but he couldn't pass a football.
No.
Whereas his injuries haven't got rid of him to, you know, his skill set to that much. But yeah, he needs a big year. If he wants that contract, he needs a...
He needs a Jalen Hurts.
He needs a Jalen Hurts type year.
Type year, yeah.
And is the team around him good enough to provide that? He at least now has a number one wide receiver.
Nice segue.
Because 30-year-old receiver Odell Beckham Jr. has signed for...
Sure you just called him Odell. Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell. What? That's his name.
I was gonna reference some Adele songs, but I don't know any. I can't. I guess, never mind, I'll find someone like you to play at wide receiver. I've got nothing else. I'm really sorry. Where's Paul when you need him?
Half time, let's take a break.
He signed for the Ravens up to $18 million a year on a one-year deal.
Is it 15?
15 guaranteed.
For a team that doesn't necessarily have a quarterback and isn't necessarily in contention to win the Super Bowl, that tells me there weren't many deals on the table.
Well,
apparently he was due to go to the Jets.
He did phone the Jets to say, this is what the Ravens have offered me. Can you match it? And they went, no. So he signed for the Ravens.
Well, they've got to spend all their money on a quarterback.
Exactly, yeah. It seemed like, if the Jets could have matched it, I think he'd have joined the Jets. Apparently, he has been talking to Lamar. You know, this is what makes me sort of think that Lamar will just, if no deal is to his satisfaction, he will just sign the tag. Of course, you haven't seen Beckham since he tore his ACL in the Rams Super Bowl win.
He was brilliant in that game.
He was so good. I mean, he was, if he'd have finished the game, I mean, he was on for a Super Bowl MVP. Yeah. He was the defining factor in that early part of the game. It is his second ACL injury.
And it's a one-year deal, though, isn't it?
It is a one-year deal. So
prove it.
And I mean, compared to what else they've got there,
it's one of the few teams that he does genuinely go in as genuine number one wide receiver straight off the bat.
Yeah, my concern is it's going to be one of these players you wish had just stopped.
Yes.
I mean, once he left the Giants, his only highlight since he left the Giants is the Super Bowl for the Rams. He wasted, 3 years at the Browns? Two and a half years at the Browns. Did nothing. What do you remember him being any good at?
I remember him being really good at moaning.
Right. He wasn't even the best receiver on the team most of the time he was there. Like, I think you're just going to wish that at 27, 28, he jacked it in.
It just didn't work for him there. Like, I don't think he gelled with Baker. I don't think the offensive, coordinators
knew how to use him.
I mean, the thing that worries me is you go to the Ravens, they're not the offensive schemes are a bit...
They're a run-heavy team.
Like
we said it, even the quarterback is a running quarterback.
So, yeah, but...
They stock up on running backs. They stock up. They've got a quarterback who likes to run the ball, and then they've got a couple of good tight ends. One brilliant tight end. That's why wide receivers haven't done well there, because the scheme doesn't work for the wide receiver. It might work for a big body DeAndre Hopkins type wide receiver. I can't see it working as well for Odell Beckham.
It's not like he's a field stretcher anymore. Like, he's who they got wide receiver. I'm looking at the 2020 Baltimore.
Don't do that. That will not help you. I couldn't even tell you what the rest of the wide receiver room is.
Shard Bateman.
Yay.
Nelson Aguilar.
Yay.
I don't mind Bateman.
And Devin Duvernay.
Yeah.
And then Andy Isabella.
I just read that as well, and I stopped because I was like...
I mean, that is an uninspiring room full of people, isn't it?
Isn't it?
And then Odell walks in, and at best you're going to get 6 games out of him, probably. It feels that way. That is, I mean, Lamar's got to be looking at that and thinking, really? Is that all I'm worth?
Well, at least he's got something.
He's got, yeah.
I mean, he was upset about Marquise Brown going because they didn't replace him.
Yeah, of course.
So now they've got another weapon there for him to use alongside, like I said, Mark Andrews, as I like to do the tight ends. I've always been a big fan of J.K. Dobbins, the running back, but, this is a run-first offense.
Yeah.
That's why no free agent receivers wanted to go there.
Well, staying with aging receivers, Allen Robinson.
Your mum? Oh, right.
Fuck you. Allen Robinson, is being traded from the Rams to the Steelers for basically
a bag of beans.
A 7th round pick swap and basically the Rams on the lam for $10 million. And Steelers picking up the rest.
So it works out that for one season's play, if you want to call it that, the Rams are going to be paying him $25 million in total.
Wow. He's gone full Osweiler. That's what's happened here. This is the full Osweiler. This is not ideal. I think it's a shame. I still think there's a really talented player in there.
Yeah, I do.
He's almost as good as Robert Woods for me.
I think he's better than Robert Woods. I think he's in the top 13 one or something. Yes. But no, I do think he's good, but I just...
It just didn't work.
But
then not a lot worked for the Rams last year, so...
Yeah, so we were talking about the Ravens depth chart just now. The Rams depth chart is scant.
Well, I think the three of us are on there, aren't we not? At wide receiver?
Because they've got one quarterback.
Yep.
They have got three running backs, so the third one is a guy called Ronnie Rivers.
Yeah, old Ronnie Rivers, yeah.
Yeah, they've got 6 wide receivers. Cooper Kupp, Van Jefferson, Ben Skowronek.
Ben who?
Skowronek.
Right, just checking.
Tutu Atwell, and then you get to Austin Trammell and Lance McCutcheon.
Lance McCutcheon?
Yeah.
Sounds like a guy who plays Aussie rules.
This is the perfect moment for McCutcheon. Because
oh sweet Christ,
that is worse than the NFL.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry.
Oh my god!
Niche reference, terrible pun.
I feel sick. That's not
anyone good. Listening. Probably 90% of the people listening are going, I still don't get it.
Yeah,
no, that but is.
Ask your dad about Martin McCutcheon.
I don't know where to go with that. Anyway, on defense, they've got absolutely nothing aside from Aaron Donald,
who I'm convinced is going to retire before the end of the season. Oh, they really don't have anything.
Just showing Griff the depth chart.
Yep. It's not
pretty.
It's not ideal.
They haven't got a lot of draft picks as well, no. You can't remember.
Wow.
That's a lot investing
who
on.
Who the fuck is Christian Roseboom?
Well, I was just about to ask the same of Zach Van Valkenburg.
Which is an amazing name, by the way. Zach Van Valkenburg. He's got to be a superhero, right?
And Richard LeCount.
Richard LeCount, yeah, absolutely. There are some good names. Sean Jolly. How have I missed that one out? Who the fuck are these people?
This is what I'm saying. So this begs the question. Bear in mind, we've kind of slated the Cardinals roster recently, and they've got a new head coach. They haven't got Kyler Murray for 8-9 games, maybe more. Who finishes bottom of the NFC West?
Ooh, that is, I don't know. I mean, I still trust McVay over anything the Cardinals have had or will have, but the squad is,
I forgot they don't even have Jalen Ramsey anymore.
No, Tremaine Antrim Jr. Rob Harvenstein. Absolutely. Wow.
So if you're listening, go and look up the Rams depth chart and just, you know, it is a collection of Madden regens.
Well, no, because some of the Madden regens are good. Like, these are just fucking nobodies. God, I didn't realise it was that bad.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, this fire sale is taking on some now. Normally a rebuild, you start off with a new quarterback and a new head coach. Well, they've got an old quarterback and, you know, an experienced head coach, which, you know, like I say, adds a bit of something. But this is bad.
I mean, Cooper Kupp better be fucking excellent next year.
I still rate McVay. I do worry that if they get 10 games into the season and they are, let's say, 3-7 or 2-8, he goes. He just resigns.
I don't think he will.
I don't know. I don't know if he was convinced he should stay, and he stayed. He didn't know what else to do.
I do wonder if him and Aaron Donald are thinking, yeah, we probably just sort of walked away.
I think so.
After the Super Bowl,
yeah, of course they should. Swinging back in this race for the bottom, Budda Baker,
yes.
one of the best players on the Cardinals, wants to leave the Cardinals now.
Has he actually come out and said he wants to leave the top?
Yes,
he's requested. He said he requested a trade in February. Basically, he said, if you're not going to pay me the top money for safety, I want out. So he's currently paid, I think, is the seventh best safety in the league.
Is he the best safety in the league?
He
thinks he is, but is he the best safety in the league? It's not a flash position to quantify, but
he's seventh.
Yeah.
He's $1 million above Eddie Jackson. I think he's better than Eddie Jackson.
Who's above him?
So you've got Derwin James, Minka Fitzpatrick, Jamal Adams, Jesse Bates third, Harrison Smith, Justin Simmons.
Is he really better than all of those?
I'd say he's better than Harrison Smith.
Okay, so if he was the fifth or sixth best paid, you'd say that's probably fair.
Yeah.
I don't think he's better than Fitzpatrick.
No.
I really don't. I really rate
him. He's got a different skill set to Fitzpatrick.
I think sometimes Jamal Adams is overrated, and then he has an amazing
great
game.
Great pass rusher.
Yep. And this is the thing. Like, this is what I mean about the safety position being difficult to quantify, is they all play it slightly differently, and different teams require different things.
And you even see in the draft, you see different types of safety in terms of, like, okay, are they going to be a nickel cornerback moved into safety, or are they going to be a linebacker that's moved into safety?
I think you have to look at it the other way. Which teams would benefit from signing Budda Baker?
Eagles.
Yeah, Patriots.
Eagles. Pats. Yeah, but say the Pats.
Patriots.
Eagles have lost Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Like, there are probably
perhaps lost McCourtney.
There are probably six or eight teams that you would say would not just benefit, but would it would extremely boost their playoff chances signing a player like Budda Baker.
You've also got to have teams that are willing to put that much value into the safety position.
And this is the third part of the
that's
deal.
It, the ones who you look at them, you think, oh, they're willing to pay safety. They're already paying safeties.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, yeah, you know, the Steelers aren't going to take another one. No.
You would think not. I don't know. I think he might be overstretching himself here. What can they pay other than Russell Wilson? And
well, they've got Justin Simmons, so it doesn't matter anyway. Who I, you know, is older, but I think he's better.
Yeah. Okay. I think the Eagles are the only legitimate place.
Yeah. I think you're probably right. It's going to be a struggle for him. I'm guessing the best thing the Cardinals can do is pay him, but he shouldn't be the best paid safety. No way.
No,
but Kyler's shown that back office can be...
Gosh, it doesn't matter. Yeah. In Arizona, if you're the best player in the position, they're going to pay you anyway.
Exactly. He's doing exactly the same things as Kyler. He's removed all trace of Cardinals from his... social media stuff, and
I might erase them all from my social media as well, and just see if I can get paid.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah,
teenager type move.
It is. But it worked for Murray, didn't it? So, while staying in the Cardinals, Nuke Hopkins, he put it out on Twitter recently that he doesn't want a pay rise, effectively. Then deleted that tweet.
his agent saw it and go, delete that fucking tweet.
Yeah. Basically, if they want to keep Budda Baker, they're probably going to have to get rid of Hopkins anyway because he's so expensive. And what's the point of paying Hopkins to be in such a shit team?
Hopkins will go on draft day.
Yeah, second day.
Second day. It'll be a second round, not a second round pick, but a second day pick.
Yeah.
And it'll be the Bills.
Okay.
That's where I think he's going.
Big words. Like it.
He was on a podcast recently and he couldn't say anything, but they mentioned teams and his interest in joining them. And apparently, yeah, he was very interested in joining the Bills.
Cause shocker.
Who the fuck wouldn't? He was very, very cold on joining the Jets and the Pats.
I think if you're DeAndre Hopkins at this point in time, you've made your money. You want a ring, right?
No. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I don't want to catch passes from Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to go somewhere he can win. You know, when he joined that Arizona team, it was a decent-looking team, and they started off 10-0 that year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, we thought, yeah, they could make a legitimate run. Now he wants to go somewhere. He's come to the end of his career. He is, in my opinion, a Hall of Fame worthy wide receiver because he is dominant. Wants a ring. Deserves a ring.
Yeah, lots of people want them. Whether or not there's enough space for him on a team, but yeah. See, that would be a great acquisition for the Jets if they didn't get Odell. Go and get DeAndre Hopkins to play with Aaron Rodgers for 2 years.
Yeah.
And just blow the league away.
The thing that worries me is how many receivers have standout years after the age of 30. And it's rare. Randy Moss. You know, there's a few, but lately,
yeah.
We've talked about Beckham, Allen Robinson, Hopkins. These guys are all on the wrong side of 30.
I also think receiver in the draft. Receivers becoming one of those positions a little bit like running back. You can pick them up in the draft.
Yeah, there's much less value goes into the skill positions now because you know if people have seen it. Somebody goes down injured and the next guy does step up more often than not. So eventually you have to start putting value back in the draft. Otherwise, no one's going to be picking anyone in the first round. They'll all just be sitting there going, nah, not for me, mate. No, you're all right.
Yeah, just what's cheap? Pick up safety. It's
somebody talk to me briefly about the Commanders.
Well,
go on.
So,
have they fucked off Dan Schneider?
Not yet.
So they continue to be, there's an agreement to sell them.
Right.
Part of the deal, because they're being bought by Josh Harris, mm-hmm. who is owner of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Consortment, isn't it?
End of consortium, but he's the head.
Yeah.
Part of the deal includes indemnity for Dan Schneider and will help protect Schneider from any probes involving his part in his various workplace malpractices. The indemnities need league approval as the current agreement is between Harris and Schneider and not the league. And this has to go to the league because Dan Schneider has given up communicating with the NFL.
Bear in mind, Roger Goodell is sitting on a big report. I can't remember the woman's name, which is apparently going to be very explosive. And rumour has it that Roger Goodell wants it to come out.
The problem is if it doesn't get dealt with and then after he's got indemnity, it all comes out, which it will because it always does.
Yeah,
the NFL will just look weak. Yeah. And it will not be a good look for them. They almost have to. We all know that he's mismanaged things and has not conducted himself in a way complimentary to people or the league, and it needs to be dealt with.
So
he's about to make a shit. Like, how much money did you say he's going to make?
He's about to make $5 billion.
Right, he's about to make $5
profit.
Billion. Right, so at the very least, he needs to be dragged through the mud a bit first.
So in 2021, the Commanders were fined $10 million, and Schneider was banned from control. Temporarily, for the toxic work culture, he still faces the multiple probes. So the
Mary Jo White.
You'd love to face multiple probes.
So he's also faces investigations into holding money from other owners and season ticket holders, and a federal charge of bank fraud because he got a loan out apparently without the. Agreement of other members of the Washington Commanders ownership group. So basically, you know, it doesn't look great, but yeah, they continue to be looked to be sold.
My favorite thing about them is that they've had three names that are no Super Bowl appearances while he's been there.
Three games and two playoff wins.
Yep.
So I was he said Snyder's had 24 years owning the Washington franchise. 56 games under 500.
Yeah.
Two playoff wins, six playoff losses, no Super Bowl wins.
Three different names, obviously. Yeah.
The 24 years previous.
Yep.
53 games over 500, 16-6 in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and three Super Bowl wins. But this was once a great franchise.
It was.
And it's the most expensive franchise of all time.
Yeah.
Well, because
that's inflation for you.
It is. But yeah. Yeah, three names. Yet somehow they're currently on their worst one.
Yeah,
also, they managed to managed to have their first name involved a racial slur. And this race is the worst.
Bad, yeah. He's suggesting there's people of Indian heritage going. Bring the name back, fellas. Like we can't be involved in this.
There are Washington people of you know Indian heritage going. Oh, do you know what? It was better when they were just taking a piss out of us. Should we do some quick running back news?
How quick is the running back?
They're pretty quick. Otherwise, they'd be linebackers. Fullbacks, they'll probably, yeah. Saquon and Josh Jacobs haven't signed their franchise tags. Jacobs has said previously that he'd sign the tag as long as the team built around him. So, of course, they haven't done that. So we'll see. Austin Eckler is still seeking a trade out of the Chargers. And in the Vikings, is Dalvin Cook?
Dalvin Cook. That's a bit harsh. He's quite good.
He's very good. But is he about to be moved on or dropped? Because
I think they might move him on because Mattison is not a big drop off and is worth less money.
He's got a new deal this summer for $6.5 million.
Yeah.
Cook's on more than that, but then Cook is better.
Cook is better, but he's always injured.
Yeah. He's had his best year for injuries this year. Mm-hmm. Another 1,100 yards. Like,
I think they'll move him on.
I think they might move him on, but I think they will move him on. But like, if I was the Bills, Just chuck some.
Bills can't sign everyone, by the way. Just saying.
I'm just, but yeah, what is the weakness on the Bills? I mean, well, for the last few years, it's been running back.
Winning in the playoffs?
Yeah. Bottling it?
Ooh, harsh.
But yeah, I think there's a few teams that...
Derrick Henry as well. Rumours have gone a little bit quieter on him. At one point, there were rumours he could be traded from the Titans.
Salary sacrifice as well, yeah. But we'll see. Anyway, we'll take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk draft. Hello, welcome back. Did you have a nice break?
Lovely, yeah. We watched some tape on Anthony Richardson.
Ooh, nice.
He throws like I would expect you or I to throw.
I just had a really...
Panicked.
Really, really harsh piss.
Nice.
It's next week is our mock draft.
Woohoo!
It's my favourite episode of the
Mine
year.
Too.
It's the one we do the most prep.
Yep.
But
we guarantee Gary will be calling me on Tuesday afternoon. Going, what should I do?
Yeah, and I hope you lead him in incredibly the wrong directions.
Absolutely.
The worst thing is we can talk about this because he just don't listen.
I know he's taking Tanner Morgan in the first round.
I mean, I laugh like I pretend I know who he is.
He's a quarterback for Minnesota.
I'm a bit upset he's not a kicker. So I think we mentioned quarterbacks before, but. Obviously, with the trade that's taken place, obviously Panthers moved up, Bears have moved down. The Texans still there. I keep reading that the Texans aren't particularly sold on taking a quarterback.
There was a lot of increased chatter. Lance Zierlein, in his mock draft, I think, around about this time last week, was the first one to mention that this could happen.
Yeah.
It's just been increasing since then. I don't know if it's just because it's a draft, it's only, 9 days to go, and they're running out of things to talk about.
Possibly. I mean, you know, but maybe it'll turn out like on the night that they may even trade down.
Yep.
It looks like, I keep reading that Bryce Young will be the first to go. Despite the fact that he is 5'6".
A bit taller than that.
He's 5'10".
Yeah. But he's slight. Yeah. That's the problem. So Kyler Murray was short, but he had a more impressive stature, shall we say. Bryce Young is short and light.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you can knock about what you could say is arm talent is brilliant, but he's short, he's light, but... mental capacity and ability to read the game and to take in things and as a field general, he's apparently brilliant.
Is it fair to say, as someone who has not done as much research or had the time for paying as much attention as he usually does, that there are no absolutely nailed on standout quarterback prospects this year?
Yes, that's fair.
Because whether it's CJ Stroud or Bryce Young, there is only, I would suggest, 25 to 30% chance that they are still starting in 4 years' time.
Yeah.
It's not like the year that Josh Allen and Lamar and that were drafted. It's not like Burrow.
I mean, even that year, you can say...
There were some shockers as well, as we now know.
Out of the five quarterbacks taken in the first round.
2.5 are any good?
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. Like... I would say that from the little bit I know, CJ Stroud and Bryce Young are both about as likely to succeed or fail as Baker. They may not be comparable quarterback wise, but there's some size comparisons and some leadership comparisons. And I think it depends on the team they fall into, the scheme they are put into, and luck this year.
Well, that I think that's the same though every.
Ah, but some are so physically gifted.
No, okay, but let's use the example of Trevor Lawrence. Best going into the draft, generational quarterback. We all said it. Everyone comparing
him to Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning goes to the Jaguars with Dickhead in charge, and suddenly he's one of the biggest draft busts going.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next year gets a proper coach and look how much he's come on in terms of his development. And we're like, okay, yes, this is the guy we
yeah, of course.
So yeah, where they end up is probably as important in terms of their development as the actual kind of talent they have in the first place as well.
And is that the worry for, you know, I guess the Texans have been skirting around the bottom for 2 years, on one...
Two?
Well, no, but they've had very much temporary coaches. Yeah. This is the first time that they've got a guy in on a sort of a project.
Yeah.
Some of their free agency signings aren't bad. I'm not going to say they've got a good squad, but they're getting, you know, the semblance of a team together. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, is this just as well, Bryce Young? Is this just the next bloke for Frank Reich to ruin? Because, you know,
I mean, to be fair, with him, Carson Wentz was actually decent.
He was, yeah.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah. I mean, the less said about the Colts, the better. But I think anyone in the Colts at the moment is just destined for failure. It's just an absolute garbage franchise.
I disagree with that. I think that they've got a good GM. I think the head coach is obviously untested, but he's come from a very good system in Philadelphia, which has worked very well. The actual talent around him, the offensive line, could be better than what it was last year. It's got talent.
I mean, fucking hell, it should be.
Yeah, exactly. It's got talent there. I think the only thing that scares me about the Colts is the owner.
Well, that's it. That's. I do worry, but they fourth pick.
Colts are four.
Colts are at four because the Cardinals are at three. I mean, the Cardinals...
They just need to trade out.
They just need players.
I think the Cardinals need to trade out there, but I don't think there's a quarterback after the top two. I don't think there's a quarterback worthy of what the Cardinals will want to trade out of that position for. I mean, if you look at the teams below them, you've got, again, Colts... Let's just throw it out there. Colts, Raiders, Falcons, Titans are probably the teams that would want a quarterback or be considering a quarterback at this point.
Yeah.
But aside from the Colts, who are the next pick down, Raiders, Falcons, and Titans are like, well,
they can wait.
We've got someone.
2024 isn't a year away.
Yeah. We don't have to use that draft capital now to trade up, which is, you know, could be quite expensive, especially with the Titans moving from 11 to 3. You know, a couple of years ago, the 49ers paid three first-round picks for that type of move.
How's that worked out for you?
Not great.
No.
But I'm just saying, that's what they've had to pay. That's what the Cardinals could be looking at in terms of, like, what could we get for that pick? You look at what's been paid previously, and it's like, well, they're going to want at least two first-round picks.
But are any of these quarterbacks worth that? No. Right.
I mean, at the moment, no.
Neither was Trey Lance, but... Some of us called that.
Yeah, but it's fine because, you know, you just got me some relevant plug to bed. It turned out, you know...
Sorry, we've got Sam Darnold.
Scheme's the winner.
Sam Darnold will be better than Trey Lance. But that's fine.
So
could have Aaron Rodgers, apparently.
Yeah. But no long-term plan there, though, is
no.
it?
No. Fuck that.
We're not talking about Aaron Rodgers today.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
So let's... outside of quarterback... Who are the players that are going to be going with the early picks? Because we mentioned Jalen Carter the previous podcast, but only because we mentioned how much of a troubled few weeks he's had.
Since then, he's had a good couple of weeks.
Yeah,
like apparently all his visits have gone very well. Rumor has it the Seattle Seahawks at what five.
He's visited every team between 5 and 10.
Yeah, I think that's the right place for him, given that people go mad over quarterbacks. So, yeah, Jalen Carter, Will Anderson,
probably the best edge rusher in the class, followed closely by Tyree Wilson. And those two could probably switch on draft day as well.
Yeah. Who's
the best cornerback in the draft?
Wow. Christian Gonzalez.
Yep, Christian Gonzalez.
So, because I only ask because, you know, the Patriots are going to do something really boring, like take the best cornerback.
Devin Witherspoon.
I don't think if he's still around when the Pats are picking, I will be.
Don't forget, shocked. We are picking quite high up this year.
You're not high enough.
No, really?
Joey Porter Jr. would probably be.
Do you want someone called Joey Porter Jr.?
Joey Porter, he used to play for the Steelers.
Yeah,
yeah, brilliant player.
But Joey Porter Jr.
also a very good, long, athletic part.
Looks decent. Corner. Looks decent. Yeah.
Everyone looks decent, though.
Yeah, Christian Gonzalez, Devin Witherspoon. I do not look decent.
Who?
Devin Witherspoon, cornerback. Okay. Brian Branch is the first safety. So, Pats.
Brilliant. Yeah.
That's nice and.
Brian Branch, that's us.
That's nice and unsexy.
That is
very unsexy. That's what that is.
Yeah. So, we talk about pass catchers. Because there's been some incredible talent in the last few years. This year,
oh shit, it
drops a little bit.
It the wide receivers there's like a standout one, but not like they're all very small, aren't they?
Yeah.
So Jackson Smith and Jigba from Ohio State is the wide receiver number one.
You did pronounce that right.
Other than that, the talk of playmakers, you're probably talking tight ends.
Yeah. This is a good tight end class. Like, there could be three.
Does the Kyle Pitts epic failure not put everyone off?
I don't think so, no.
But he has been rubbish.
There's not one.
He's been fine.
Right. So, I don't think there's a tight end has got the hype that Kyle Pitts has. I don't think there'll be a tight end, probably not in the top 10, maybe not in the top 15. But I certainly think you could see three going in the.
But does that not just say more about the lack of talent in this draft?
I think this is more about the lack of wideouts in this draft. I think they would be viewed as playmakers rather than wide receivers.
What's the shittest draft you remember watching? Because for me, I think it was 2013.
I was going to say 14.
Was E.J. Emanuel
2013?
Yeah. Okay, that might be it.
So that year, that feels like this year. Where it's just
I think this is better than that.
Do you know how many Pro Bowlers there are from that year's draft? It's like two.
Yeah, it's not many.
And I don't know. I just don't feel good about this year's draft.
Because
you've not looked at it.
Yeah.
I looked at it earlier in the year. I haven't looked at it recently.
I think there are some good players if they get the right fit. Yeah. Like,
going back to tight ends, Dalton Kincaid to the Commanders, I could see happening.
That cannot be a name.
Yeah, Dalton Kincaid. As a like. His comparison in terms of playing style is Travis Kelce, who's the offensive coordinator at the Commanders. Eric Bieniemy. I think that would fit well.
Lovely, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Any players that you're sort of excited to see coming through? Because, like, because running backs have taken such a pounding over the last couple of years in terms of value... Like Bijan Robinson
just looks brilliant.
He looks great, but I worry that people aren't going to take a running back because you don't take a running back in the first round. I'm sure he will go in the first round, but he won't go early. But he looks so exciting.
Yeah, there's been a number of quarterbacks that have taken in the first round who just haven't panned out. We mentioned Sony Michel earlier, Rashad Penny, Todd Gurley had a good couple of years, but now has fallen off the face of the earth apparently. And the whole adage of, like, you can pick up a running back third and didn't drop. And you absolutely can. Bijan Robinson looks special. Like, his tape is brilliant. He could, and I think his college coach, Steve Sarkisian, said recently, he could also play slot wide receiver.
Yeah.
Because his hands are that good.
Is part of the issue in that part of how a player is judged from the draft is the contract they get at year 3, 4, 5. Where, actually, for a running back, with such a tough position, like, I know it's expensive to get him in the first round, but should we just be judging him on the 3-4 years that they get in? And just think, you've got 4 years to get me to, you know, and actually Todd Gurley should be viewed as a mass, as a success, because for 4-5 years, he was outstanding, well, for, apart from a couple of years, he was outstanding though, especially the McVay years.
If I was a GM, it would take something really special for me to give a running back a second contract.
Yeah.
If I was in that position, I would draft Bijan Robinson. I'd have him for 5 years, maybe six if you put him on a franchise tag, and then like, yeah, off you go.
Yeah.
Get the best years you can for him and then let him go and bring someone else in.
The problem with a position like running back, which is detrimental to a player's health the entire time they're playing, is unless it's mandated that running backs as a position have to be paid a set percentage of your wage bill, then they will always be pushed further and further down. So we're seeing all the money going to the quarterbacks who you can no longer touch. You can no longer damage the face of the franchise, any franchise. Running backs are getting left behind, even though they are stars of the game. Do not forget this. When you're setting your fantasy lineups or when you're looking at the rosters on game day, you're like, who's my running back? Because that person's scoring all my touchdowns. And like, you're watching the game and you see some of the runs or like someone like Eckler, some of the catches he makes out of the backfield. The excitement is there, but the level of respect for the position has been eroded by the damage that they cause themselves. And unless it becomes mandated, positions X, Y, Z must be worth this percentage of your salary cap, that will continue to happen.
Yeah,
it's just a fact, because you can now pick them up so cheap in the draft. And it's plug and play.
There's just running backs, you know, like Philip Lindsay is a pro bowler. They got undrafted. Just fine, just throw him out for a couple
James
of years.
Robinson.
James Robinson. Gus the Bus. Like, these are guys who basically they've got for nothing.
Yeah.
Aaron Kamara.
Yeah. I'd like to see Robinson go to a proper team, because he could be so exciting. An absolute difference maker.
While we're having this discussion, is it worth shortening the draft to 4 or 5 rounds?
Why?
Well, what value is there in spending money on someone on day 3 now?
Brock
like,
Purdy.
Why can they not? Yeah, but why can they not all just go into the free agency pile? Just have the draft be 3 rounds long. It would be much more exciting. And who the fuck is watching day 3 and 4 of the draft?
You
sad fucker.
I sort of agree, because even if rounds 4, 5, 6 aren't even televised, like, what is the point?
I'm saying
the running backs, well, I can pick up someone in the 5th round. Yeah. But what if you can't? What if there is so much competition now that you have to go and get one in the 2nd, or you have to go and get one in the 1st? It makes those positions valuable again. At the moment, it's just
not a terrible idea. I grant you.
Fucking hell, I've got some sort of say on what's going on here.
I'd say the NFLPA might have something to say about it.
Give them less time on the first day as well.
Oh man,
I don't want to. You know,
4 minutes a pick.
Oh yeah, if that.
Speed round.
I want to see Howie Rose on the phone game. Look, I've got 38 seconds to draft
That's
a fucker.
That's what it should be. There's no way that it should take them 15 minutes a pick. Yeah.
I'll tell you why that won't happen.
Because they want it for TV.
Advertising, yeah.
Yeah.
They got to get an ad break in after every pick, or at least 2 ad breaks in after every pick for US TV.
Yeah, so, yeah. Shit in it.
Sorry, that won't happen.
I know, but that's shocking, isn't it? It's terrible.
But you mentioned shortening the draft. Yeah, you're right. I mean, everyone watches the 1st round. Mm. That's where all the excitement is. And every mock draft is 1st round.
How many rounds long is the NBA draft? Is it 3 or 2? It's not very long. No. And yet their draft is one of the most watched things on TV.
But they've also only got like a roster of about 10.
Yeah, they do. They have a much smaller roster. But the exchange of picks and money and things for the draft for the NBA is crazy.
NBA draft is 2 rounds.
Yep.
Both rounds are 30 picks. So yeah.
I could see the NFL reducing it down.
Because it used to be like 10 rounds, didn't it?
12, I think. Might even be more.
Not like the Major League Baseball, which is like 28 rounds long. You can, you know, like somebody just selected John Farrow from Northampton in the 47th round. What position do you play, John?
That's 20 rounds in 1939.
Fucking hell.
I am shortstop.
That's the longest it's been.
Fair enough.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on there because I think whatever it makes to put some value on the players, because I'm sick of these talented people. I mean, I've even gone against it myself. I was saying, get BJ Robertson, get him for 5 years, 6 years, and fuck him off. But yeah, I'd like to see these players should get paid.
The worst thing about the later rounds of the NFL draft, the people who announce the picks.
Oh,
yeah,
that's the worst bit. I'm like, that's just
you slagging off the Make-A-Wish kids.
Yeah.
The other thing with players being pushed out of the league when they're
a gorilla to do it, literally a gorilla.
I like it how they, the Colts did that, didn't they?
Yeah.
And rather than Pat McAfee, it turns out one of the most entertaining, at least.
What would be more interesting if that person actually made the pick? They decided who they're going to pick. I think every team should have like a charity pick.
Yes.
Go on. John, you can pick for the Giants one.
I want the picks to be out of a tombola.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harry Rosen going in. Oh, shit. I've got.
Deshaun Kaiser.
Tyreek Stevenson, the 11th best quarterback. Sweet. Your pick number one is his $40 million.
Excellent. That's how it should be done.
Yeah. We can go into the prospects next week because we're going to do our first round.
By the way, Griff, I've sent you 200-300-plus page documents to read.
Yeah, I know. How much do you think I'm going to have read?
Well, if you could remember some names.
And you've got no chance.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be commissioning.
I printed out one of them.
Do you know what the saddest thing is about all of this? Is I no longer fit in my suit because I'm too fat.
Well, can you get a tuxedo T-shirt?
I think that should be like your incentive for like next year. Get back into your tux.
No, I just buy a bigger tux. It's all over. I'm going to be 40. Oh. It's not happening.
Look who's on the Jalen Hurts money now.
Yeah. Fucking right. Uh-huh. I currently look like the Incredible Hulk if I put my tux on, but not in a good way.
Yeah, no, tuxedo T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Black jogging bottoms.
No one will know.
So what we're going on about the draft, we thought we'd look back at a previous draft. So what we're going to do is look back back to 2020.
Ooh.
So
when we all sat in our separate houses and tried to watch it online together, and my internet was so shit, I was behind everyone else by about 10 seconds. I was like, fuck it, I know everything that's going on. This is rubbish. Gary binned out early, couldn't take it. Yeah. He went to bed early. Oh, man.
What a
weird time.
It was weird.
It was weird. It was odd. It was
weird. Seeing the inside of Roger Goodell's house.
Yeah.
Do you remember when there was a bloke in Vrabel's house who was having a shit.
Bill Belichick's dog.
Belichick's dog, yeah, Cliff I remember
Kingsbury's
that.
House.
Cliff Kingsbury's house was swank, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good times. So, but we're going to look back at some of the people drafted because they've had 3 years. Who's a bust? Who's looking like they could be on for a mega money contract or, let's say who's gone for a Hall of Fame career. Is it too early to tell these things? But
yes, it is.
Of course, it is. But
next contract, they're all eligible for a contract now. So
yeah. So of course we remember 2020 first pick was Joe Burrow.
I think he's been all right.
He's been all right. I think he might earn some money this summer, and. I remember at the time, people were like, Joe Burrow, yeah, but the best player in the draft is Chase Young.
I will just say this, because, I like to throw something in. Joe Burrow is one injury away from being Andrew Luck. Okay? Just saying, it could happen.
I mean, every player.
No, but he's that good, that brilliant, that one injury where he thinks, I can no longer do this, and he's gone. Because he's seen how good he can be.
He strikes me as a bit more into football than Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you never thought that until Andrew Luck had been injured a few times.
This is true.
I'm just saying. He's absolutely, at the moment, nailed on to be in the Hall of Fame. He will be brilliant if he carries on the way he is.
Yeah. I mean, I know you said, all right, too early to tell. But yeah, if he carries on like the way he has, absolutely. He's
there. You build your franchise around
for the next 14 years.
Yeah. Like the confidence. Like, have the Bengals left their Super Bowl window? And he was like, "If I'm playing for the Bengals, we're in our Super Bowl window." Yeah. I'm like,
I mean, the fact that he got the Bengals to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We never thought we'd see that in our lifetime.
No,
that alone should get him into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's changed our opinion on Zach Taylor.
Yeah.
When you're asked now,
Zach Taylor his job.
When you're asked now, who's the best quarterback you've ever seen or heard play for the Bengals, you no longer have to remember Boomer Esiason.
Fuck.
Or John Kitna. Or like, name your other Carson Palmer pre-injury.
Palmer, yeah. I quite like Carson
Palmer. Yeah, but he's no longer the best one.
No.
Andy Dalton, anyone?
No. Regular season, Andy
Dalton. Andy Dalton, most playoff appearances as a quarterback for the Bengals, I think.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, but
never won any.
Nope.
Never won. Yeah, he's
Paul Marvin Lewis. Go on, next.
Yeah.
Sure, I think Joe Biden beating him now.
Yeah.
Well, we might be onto a bust here. So the third round, a third pick was Jeff Okuda.
Who was the second pick?
Chase Young.
Chase Young. Well, what do we? Hang on.
Chase Young, good player, had injury issues. It's a big year for him.
Big year for him.
Chase Young will bottom out and it will fail.
I think you might be right.
I think we're on for a good year for the Washington defensive line.
Young and Tway.
I think. I think they're good. I think the problem for Washington is. They've not brought in anyone new. Like Chase Young is the last. Sorry?
They can't at the moment. That's the problem.
They can't do anything.
They can't do anything while the ownership.
Okay. Yeah. So Chase Young, you're willing to see? I reckon it's all over.
He needs another year.
Jeff Okuda, talk to me.
Nope.
So
he's already been traded for a sixth round pick.
It hasn't worked out. He's been a flash in the occasional pan, followed by weeks of disappointment at a time.
Yeah, I remember him
distinctly arguing. Average.
It was a big pick.
Sometimes he's reached for average. He's been appalling, quite frankly. Like, let's not
to reach for average.
Sometimes he's reached for average.
Like he's been torched so many times, and I don't know if it's on him. Like, let's not kid. That Lions defense as a whole was shocking.
Yeah.
The time he was there,
even last year, where
it was bad,
better,
but it's still it got picked up at the end of the season.
It says a lot that the team stepped forward and he didn't.
Yes.
Next,
Andrew Thomas to the New York Giants.
Hit
seems to have been pretty solid to me.
Yeah. Transformed that line into something.
Look, he's not Eric Flowers.
I mean, fucking hell. Eric Flowers. Oh, I just remember that because I do
a revolving door.
Tua Tunga via Loa.
Now you talk about people who've got big years. This is it.
He said that last year.
But I think
he started last year really well.
I think so as well.
I think he's been let down by.
He's got a new weapon in Miami. They signed Robbie Anderson.
They did Chosen Anderson, yeah.
I refuse to call him Chosen. I'm not fucking having that.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah. Just reminded me of it.
Yes, I'd rather call him Hans Christian Andersen. I don't know. I just think he's not on for a big contract. Doesn't matter what he does this year. I don't think the Dolphins have confidence in him. So he's good. He's okay. Like,
he picked up the fifth year option, didn't they?
Yeah, but
so they got 2 years to decide what happens. I think that's a sensible thing.
Yeah, so do I. But he will not get anywhere near a top 10 or top 12 contract.
If he wins the Super Bowl in the next 2 years, which I'm not going to rule it out, given the talent on that roster, do you then think about a big contract?
You're not ruling it out.
Yeah.
I will rule that out. Okay. But yes, if he did, then maybe, because not many don't.
Yeah.
But I don't, because I think he won't. I think he's more likely to get injured and miss the Super Bowl.
Oh, I do as well, yeah.
I think this is the best team in the AFC East right now.
You have to come on to that in the offseason. That's a huge shout.
I think they're the only team that.
They are definitely the only team that could challenge the Bills at the moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think they're better. I think they can be better than the Bills.
All right. Move on.
So Justin Herbert.
Hit.
He's a hit. Yeah. Of course.
Who? Derrick Brown for the Carolina Panthers.
He's a solid defensive tackle. Yeah. Underrated because he's on the Panthers.
Yeah, that's the problem. The team is bad.
He's a star.
Yeah, he will get a contract. It won't necessarily be with the Panthers. I think he'll try and go somewhere else.
Maybe. Yep.
2019 Dick Butkus Award winner. It just makes me laugh, that name. Isaiah Simmons to the Cardinals.
Miss. Yeah, it's not so worked. Much potential.
He's yeah.
brilliant at Clemson.
He's one that might benefit from a move.
Yes. He's but, one of those linebackers that could be a safety as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but at the moment, no, it's a big epic yeah. fail.
Yeah, there's been some good points, but yeah, it's mostly thing. CJ Henderson for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, I concur with what Griff just said.
He's already moved to the Panthers. So you're saying he's a squeaker?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. He's what is currently in Griff's pants.
Yeah, this has not worked at all. It's needs more. Needs yeah. to show more.
Well, he was arrested in 2022 where they found a concealed firearm, a Glock 45, and about 3 grams of marijuana, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, like...
Has he got... Is he still on the Panthers, or is he...
He's on the Panthers.
Is he not? I don't think he is. He might still be on the Panthers, but he's got no stats on this for 2022.
All right, so that's a miss.
Bit of a miss.
That was a reach as well at number
although nine, it's not the worst, even, not even the worst in this round. Jedrick Wills from the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Fine.
He's an offensive tackle. I mean,
they would be worse without him.
Yes.
That is the best you can say.
2020, was that one that they were really good?
Yeah.
Yeah. They would be worse without him. That's the best you can say about that.
Mekhi Becton. A huge human being.
And a huge fail. Miss.
Just, I think he's possibly just too big.
He has big, Micah Richards syndrome, where he has just he just cannot compete because he is concentrated on building his body as opposed to building his ability. Fair?
Yeah, I agree.
Right, so Mekhi Becton, done.
So
just see the next one.
The 12th pick is going to be difficult to... Henry Ruggs for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, let's put all joking aside. It's a firing matter.
Fucking hell. Someone died.
I have been waiting so long. But yeah, this guy is a fucking menace.
He's a, yeah.
Yeah, that's a miss. That's a...
No, it wasn't. It was a stunning pick. It was absolutely the right pick, and he fucked his career and killed someone.
No, I completely agree. When he was playing, he was brilliant.
So this is the thing. Like, you shouldn't gloss over it. He did a terrible thing. He's paying the price. It's awful. Don't gloss over it. As a pick, it was an absolute hit. It's just that the next hit was his fucking car. So, what? Like, it was a great choice that didn't pan out. That's effectively what happened there.
Yes.
I love it when you guys have to try and cover for what I've said. Go on, next.
Tristan Wirfs. Hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Won absolutely. Super Bowl.
Javon Kinlaw.
Miss.
Yeah, it's not paid off yet.
Too injured. He's injured all. I don't think he's had a full season.
No.
He was a replacement for DeForest Buckner. This is the pick we got for DeForest Buckner. And he's
a really good player.
He's never
but on the he's field. Never on the field yet. This is a problem. Yeah, so far it's a miss and he will not get a big contract.
Someone who could be on the move. Apparently, Jerry Jeudy.
Judge Jeudy, for me
still really like Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah. I think he's been unlucky as opposed to bad.
He had a bad injury in his second year.
Yeah. And so I think he's another one who benefits from a move. I don't think it works out at his number one club.
Maybe the changing coaching there helps.
Yeah.
But we'll see. AJ Terrell.
Miss.
To the Falcons. Yeah.
Fail, yeah.
CD Lamb.
I mean, that has been a great pick. And he maybe doesn't always get the credit he deserves because they've had so many good wide receivers there in the last couple of years. But
he's now the number one.
He's the number one. He makes the whole team and he makes Dak look better. He's so really good.
Almost 1,400 yards last year.
Oh, he's so good.
9 touchdowns. The guy's a stud. Austin Jackson to the Miami Dolphins. Offensive tackle.
Is another one, like at the Browns, they'd be worse without him, but it's a difficult position to look amazing at. So he's done fine. He'll probably get another contract with them. Good pick.
Good pick. It does just get a lot of injuries, but I mean, they're big guys. That's Damon Arnett for the Las Vegas Raiders.
I mean, go on. What do you think?
On his Wikipedia page, he's described as a rapper because he does no longer plays football.
What a terrible...
First
I mean,
round pick for the Raiders. So
that whole alignment of who they had picking their first round choices was just crazy.
Yeah.
So they never stood a chance. It was a bad, bad move.
Yeah. Appalling. Kalevon Chaisson.
Kalevon Chaisson?
Yeah.
Miss.
Hasn't worked out. It's
no,
a miss.
It's not been great. Jalen Reagor.
Oh, look. Now, here's the thing. Jalen Reagor has not worked out as a wide receiver. No, bad wide receiver. As a special teams player, really good. So, far too expensive for the position for where he was taken.
Special teams player in the sixth round.
No. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. He started as one thing. It didn't work out. And he's now making a career.
When you look who's the next pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson.
Does make it look an awful lot worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Do you remember the footage of the Vikings back office? Yeah. Like,
what do you mean they've
taken Reagor? And like, they're already shaking hands before even made the. They knew.
Justin Jefferson, Joe Burrow aside, might be the best pick in this round.
Yes.
Yes. Kenneth Murray to the Chargers.
Miss. I don't think he's there anymore. Might be.
I'm not going to pretend I even remember who Kenneth Murray is.
He's still there.
Yeah, he's still there.
What's he do?
He's a linebacker.
So we'll say average at best.
Average at best.
Nondescript. I can't even say he was average. Cesar Ruiz, who's a centre for the Saints.
Bang average. Probably get a second contract. Decent enough centre.
Yeah. Brandon Ayuk. I love Brandon Ayuk.
Yep. I think that's been really good.
At the time, I was so pissed. I remember being actually
You were angry.
That we had picked Kinlaw at 12 instead of taking either, you know, Judy or CeeDee Lamb.
The thing with Ayuk is because things get distributed so much around the Niners and you've got Debo who's the do-it-all, you forget the impact that Ayuk has. But when he's there, your team is much better.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree.
Really good player.
Now, whether he gets another contract because of who we have to pay is another question, but he deserves
He'll get a big contract
from someone.
Oh, yeah, he'll get it from somewhere. I just don't think it might not be the 49ers. So, Jordan Love. I think it's a hit purely for annoying Aaron Rodgers so much.
Well,
he spent 2 years in a conflab.
This is the first one where you can say you don't know.
Yeah.
The little bit we've seen of him was not promising.
Nope.
But they obviously feel comfortable enough to move to him. I do not feel comfortable enough writing him off.
I'm not going to write him off. He looked fine when we saw him last season.
Did he?
Like, I'm not saying he's good. He's just fine. Mm. You know, the problem for him is he's following a three-time MVP.
And Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Like, there's been no let-off here, is there? So.
For everything in that sense.
But anyway, who remembers Jordan Brooks?
Jordan Brooks is all right.
I don't really know him, so.
It's fine.
Patrick Queen.
I think that's a hit.
Yeah, I think that's a hit. Good player.
Good linebackers at the Ravens at the moment, as there generally always is. Isaiah Wilson, offensive tackle.
Biggest miss after Henry Ruggs. They traded him to Miami for a 7th-round pick the next season, and Miami dumped him off.
That says it all.
Yeah.
Oh, last seen on the New York Giants practice squad. He was with the Dolphins for 3 days after he refused the team's efforts to help him.
Brilliant.
Turns out, bit of a dickhead.
Go on then.
Someone like Noah. Noah Igbinogheni.
Cornerback for Igbe, Miami Dolphins.
Igbinogheni is how it's phonetically spelt on
this is Wikipedia. This is the Griffle draft day. Our draft.
Yep. Was this written on an idiot card for you?
Go back and listen to some of our mock drafts and Griff's.
Oh man,
butchering of people's names.
It's funnier that I haven't looked them up in advance. It makes it far funnier.
He's still there.
The fact that you have barely ever heard his name said out loud, so you don't know how to pronounce it, tells you how good he is.
They have traded for Jalen Ramsey, so he's not exactly
not a stud.
Moving down the depth chart.
So Jeff Gladney. who sadly died in 2022.
You'll say miss.
Yeah, it hadn't worked out for him. He was on his second team.
I was just going to say miss just because he's not alive.
I mean, it is a miss. In terms of pure contract value. But
yeah. We gave you 3 years to prove yourself, and look what you've done.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So he's gone. He's had real promise.
I'm going to say it's a miss.
I'm going to say it's a miss.
Pacheco did last year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's a miss. Running pack.
Yeah.
He's better.
I think it's a miss.
Yeah. Especially when you consider what came after him.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to the second round now, but yeah.
You've got DeAndre Swift, Jonathan Taylor, like in the 10 picks after him.
Fuck.
It's
the Chiefs could have had Jonathan Taylor.
I mean, yeah. Going into the second round, you've got some big players here. So T. Higgins, massive fan of T. Higgins. As a Giants fan, big fan of McKinney, but has he had injury issues. Winfield Jr., the safety for the Bucks.
Chase Claypool.
Chase Claypool. Trevon Diggs, like the best cornerback in the league, some would argue.
The highest paid player in the league is in the second round as well.
Exactly. Jalen Hurts. 2 years, 2 picks later, Jalen Hurts.
J.K. Dobbins. Van Jefferson, I'm a big fan of. Who else
we got? Scrolling down. And Antonio Gibson. Do you remember there was showing a bit of promise every so often, and then you remember he's got asbestos knees.
I like him. He's a good player.
I do like him. I just don't think he's ever going to make a huge career. And if we go down to the undrafted, Tyler Huntley.
Yep.
Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley. And my favourite player of all time, Rodrigo Blankenship.
How's that worked out?
He's on his way back. He'll be deadly for some team later this
filling in from week six onwards.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Chargers, as they need another kicker.
Asbestos hips. I think that what that helps show is this is a huge gamble.
It's a lottery. It's just a lottery. And that's the problem I always have with the draft, is it's just a lottery.
30% of first-round players get second contracts.
Yeah.
Literally, we looked at a couple of
one
drafts.
One in three.
A low one in three.
Yeah.
It is, so, you know, what's going to happen is the draft's going to happen and it's like the transfer window in soccer. Someone's going to go, who's won the draft?
And the answer is you don't know.
And we'll do that as well.
Oh, we'll do the same thing. But
Griffin loves the draft as much as Vernon Kay.
I know. I'm not as big of a dick as Vernon Kay, but I understand the point that it's just not quantifiable up front. It just isn't.
Yeah.
No.
No. It needs.
This is a much better way of doing it.
It needs time to develop. But yeah. Also, we'll be back next week. We'll do our mock draft.
Can't wait.
But
Paul was delighted with you stealing his first pick off him. By the way.
I mean,
it's exactly what he would have done, and yet he was so cross.
Yeah. I spent last Saturday with him. Going through, helping him like order his draft around, and he's still bitter about it, and it's so funny, we'd all be the same. Before we go though, can I just mention? Did anyone see what happened with the Northampton Knights this week? Because basically, one of their players, Joshua Jennings, had a cardiac arrest whilst playing, so just want to send some love out to the Northampton Knights and the Britball League, because that must have been absolutely horrific for their players around him. Obviously, as well, he's recovering. Just send out to some love to Josh and the Northampton Knights.
On positive news, though, in similar circumstances, Damar Hamlin is back training with the Bills today.
It's good to see, because that was harrowing as well.
Pretty harrowing,
but nothing like any on a downer. We'll be back next week and hopefully have a bit more fun. But until then, we'll see you then. See you soon. Bye.